WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Northam releases guidelines for graduation ceremonies this spring, and in response, JMU says it will allow small in-person ceremonies in May. Northam also urges Virginians to condemn racist acts and violence after the killings of six women of Asian descent and two others in Atlanta. And a year after Virginia put the ERA over the top, the House of Representatives votes in favor of ratification, but its fate in the Senate is less certain. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, March 18th. After consulting with health and education officials, Governor Ralph Northam released preliminary guidelines Wednesday for schools and universities holding in-person graduations this spring. In response, James Madison University says it will allow individual colleges and the graduate school to have in-person ceremonies the first weekend in May. But President Jonathan Alger said the university-wide main ceremony will again be presented virtually. The University of Virginia has canceled its in-person commencement for a second year due to the pandemic. But in a statement on March 3rd, President James Ryan had said UVA is considering other options, including postponing in-person ceremonies. Northam's guidelines cap outdoor ceremonies at 5,000 people or 30% capacity of the venue, whichever is less. Indoor ceremonies will be limited to 500 people or 30% capacity. Those attending in-person graduations still must follow health and safety guidelines, including wearing a mask and maintaining physical distance. Governor Northam says Virginians have a responsibility to condemn racist acts and violence following the killing of eight people in Atlanta. Six of them were women of Asian descent. In a statement released Wednesday, Northam said, quote, "We must do everything we can to make their safety a priority and stand against all forms of injustice." A study released this week by a group tracking discrimination against Asian Americans reported nearly 3,800 instances of harassment nationwide in 2020. Many hate watchers say former President Trump is partly to blame. He and many of his followers used racial slurs in referring to the novel coronavirus, which is believed to have originated in China. America has a long history of racial slurs against Asians. The U.S. House of Representatives has, again, approved a resolution to lift the deadline for ratifying the Equal Rights Amendment. That proposal, though, faces a tougher road in the Senate. Whitney Evans with VPM in Richmond reports.
Virginia became the 38th state to ratify the ERA last year, making it the last state needed to amend the Constitution. But because Congress created a 1982 deadline, opponents say the amendment is dead. Those who support the amendment, first drafted in 1923, say Congress can override the deadline. Virginia Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger supports the ERA.
This arbitrary deadline has gotten in the way of us celebrating real, full ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment. So removing this deadline is important to the continued progress towards the pursuit of ensuring constitutional equality for everyone.
The House approved the same resolution last year, but the Senate refused to consider it. Supporters say with Vice President Kamala Harris acting as tiebreaker, the measure has a chance. Whitney Evans, WMRA News.
Finally today, this election cycle will include a strange quirk that voters may never have seen, a ballot that includes the same name for two different races. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Democrats who vote in the June primary might end up doing a double take on their ballot, where some will see the same name in a House primary and in a statewide race. Delegate Lee Carter is running for governor, but he also has two opponents in the primary for his House seat. Delegate Elizabeth Guzman and Delegate Mark Levine are both running for lieutenant governor while also facing down primary opponents. And Delegate Jay Jones is running to unseat the incumbent attorney general while also beating back a primary challenge.
They certainly put themselves at risk.
Quentin Kidd, Christopher Newport University, says these four House Democrats are more on the progressive side, so they may be betting it'll be harder to challenge them from the left.
That may be the calculation that these four have made, is that they're in such safe, democratically oriented districts that they're willing to take the chance.
Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says running for two different offices at the same time sends a conflicted message.
When a candidate runs for two offices at the same time, they're sending two messages. One, I want something better than what I have. And two, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get it.
So far, Delegate Sam Rasool has no primary opponent for his House seat in Roanoke, so that won't impact his campaign for Lieutenant Governor. But the deadline for candidates is March 25th. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Thursday.